right, here we go. Into Money Minute with Rose and Robert Palmer.
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
A lot of people my age, they're starting to deal with their student loans. What is the grace period? Like, should you start paying it off as soon as you're able to, or should you wait through that grace period?
Yeah, so a lot of people end up waiting until the end of the grace period. And what happens, Rose, is on most loans, the interest is still being accrued and it's being added on to the end of the loan.
Even though you're in the grace period.
Yeah, so now there are a few loans, very, very few loans that don't charge interest during the grace period. Most are still charging the interest. You can check your loan paperwork to see. But either way you look at it, if you're in one of those rare loans that doesn't charge interest and you're making payments, then all of that payment is going toward principal, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
If you're in a loan that is charging interest during the grace period, by making a payment, you're preventing the balance from going up and up and up every single month.
Okay.
So, you know, I think basically, let's as a rule of thumb say, if we've borrowed money, let's start making payments immediately. And I would apply that to anything. You know, you've got these furniture stores that do the 14 months, no interest, no payments. If you've borrowed money from someone, start making the payments immediately. Go ahead and budget for it. Pretend like there is a monthly required payment, even though there isn't. And that's going to help you get that debt under control and paid off sooner. The last thing you want to do is wake up to all of a sudden the balance is twice where it started, and
That's
now
awful.
You've got an insurmountable debt to try to tackle.